A cafe in central Paris. About 100 people are watching a report by newly set up online media Disclose. It alleges that French government-owned weapons producer Nexter delivered arms to Saudi Arabia, which are likely being used against civilians in the war in Yemen, and that the French government knew about this. But the report is not only shocking the audience, it has also triggered a stern reaction by the government, which has pressed charges for revealing state secrets, as the report is based on classified documents. Three journalists at Disclose have been questioned by the secret services. Mathias Destal is one of them.
We were received by two female officers who took us four floors below ground level into an interrogation room. It was quite intimidating. They had seven pages of questions such as what our editorial policy is, how we're financed, if we understand what the term state secret means. One of my colleagues was even asked about some of his Twitter and Facebook posts that are unrelated to this report. There was only one question about who our sources were for the Yemen story.
Destal feels the interrogators were first of all trying to frighten him.
As
the journalist, you normally get sued for libel in front of a special court. But in this case, the investigators didn't seem to question the accuracy of what we wrote. And the inquiry is not led by independent judges, but by the public prosecutor, who is, at least formally, under the authority of the Justice Ministry. We could go to prison for 5 years and could pay a fine of up to 75,000 euros. And yet, we only uncovered something everybody should know about.
Disclose is not the only media being targeted by the government. In total, eight journalists from various publications and the managing director of newspaper Le Monde have been questioned by the secret services over the past 3 months about the Yemen arms story and the so-called Bin Nala affair, a former top presidential aide who allegedly overstepped his authority.
The fact that the secret services are questioning journalists is a problem, but it becomes a huge problem when a lot of journalists are being questioned.
Pauline Adès-Mével is a spokeswoman at Reporters Without Borders, a Paris-based NGO defending press freedom in the world.
The fact that within 3 months, very prominent journalists are being questioned really creates suspicion on what the intelligence services are doing and what kind of message they want to send. These journalists have to build their judicial case, spend money and time, so don't investigate while they are in court. It's an attack on the investigative journalism and on the way their sources could provide them some information. This has also a chilling effect on these journalists. Seeing some being questioned or summoned could also lead others not to investigate.
The charges come in a wider context where doing journalism has become increasingly difficult. Jean-Marie Charon is a media specialist and researcher at Paris-based university EHESS.
There have been quite a few laws over the past few years that strengthen the arsenal in the fight against terrorism and protect trade secrets. These laws increasingly restrict how journalists can work. Plus, during the recent Yellow Vest protests, 105 journalists were targeted by the police. They beat them or damaged or took away their material. All this, the charges, the new laws, and the crackdown on journalists, sends the message that there are areas which journalists just shouldn't cover.
French governments have in the past often had a rocky relationship with the media. But Charon thinks President Emmanuel Macron is, in this respect, worse than some of his predecessors.
With Macron, we're going backwards when it comes to press freedom. He seems to think the press needs to be kept in check. At various points, he's come out a bit like a know-it-all, explaining to journalists how to do their jobs and saying that the media are reporting on many things, but not the important ones.
The government denies that journalists are being excessively targeted. Raphaël Gauvin is the government MP for the Saône-et-Loire department.
We're not at all trying to muzzle the press. It's completely normal to conduct investigations when state secrets have been revealed. And that's happened before. The secret services have carried out the questioning, yes, but they're responding to the prosecutor and not to the justice minister. We should have confidence in our functioning democracy and justice system. The latter will eventually decide what takes priority, our state secrets or the freedom of the press.
Back at the projection, though, the government reaction to the report has people worried.
En tant que citoyen, je demande jusqu'à quel niveau on peut accepter.
I just wonder to what extent we should give the government free rein under the pretext of a state secret. The definition of a state secret seems to be getting larger. This limits our capacity to reflect upon and judge people we are voting for, and the extent to which we can hold them to account.
When you present yourself as a liberal, pro-democracy, pro-European president, you can't be seen acting like this with journalists.
Journalist Destal, meanwhile, is adamant to continue his investigations, now even more so than before. Lisa Louis, DW, Paris.